It's been about a decade since the city of Unalaska had a formal recycling operation, but this summer, the Department of Public Utilities has quietly been collecting cans and bottles for a new pilot program to bring recycling back. Dan Winters is a public utilities director, and he says that there's been a continued need and demand for recycling for years now, and that's why the city is trying it out once again.
Where society is today, it's a throwaway society. We don't return our bottles and into the store anymore and get our pennies for them. So, as a community, we have a lot of water bottles that are going into the landfill and other plastic garbage. Same thing with aluminum cans. It's overall, over a long period, it takes up a lot of room. So, we finally bit the bullet.
On top of being better for the environment, Winter says that having a recycling program in place will help put less pressure on the landfill and potentially help slow down the rate of expansion.
Residential garbage consists of about 20% of our overall garbage intake, and I suspect plastic bottles and aluminum cans are probably about 1% of that, maybe. That may be overstating it, but it'll make an impact over the long run, and that's what we're after.
Right now, to recycle goods, residents can go up to the green dumpsters directly across the street from the landfill building. One is for plastic bottles. Bob Miner is a solid waste operations supervisor, and he says that there are some rules that should be kept in mind when throwing bottles in there.
The cleaner, the better. If the labels are off and the caps are off, and show the caps away at this time. Because at this point, they just want pretty much clear plastic, but I think whatever you can get off, and they need to be rinsed out and clean. No food waste.
He adds that things like green plastic soda bottles can't be used, and that those will just be turned into garbage. The other bin is for aluminum soda cans. Miner says that canned food containers mostly can't be recycled, since they're usually made of tin. But if people aren't sure what they're handling, they can always test the item with the magnet that Public Utilities has stuck on the dumpster.
The way to tell if it's aluminum, if you're not sure, if it doesn't stick to the magnet, then it's aluminum. And if it sticks to the magnet, then it's tin and it's not recyclable.
The city of Unalaska is hoping to make its first shipment of recycled materials off the island this fall. They will then be processed in Seattle. Should the pilot program be successful, Public Utilities will consider taking in a wider variety of items to be recycled. In Unalaska, I'm Alexander Gutierrez.